We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otot Chaim. We are now on Sha'iburim, Daf Lamed Perek Beis, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph in the old edition in Matok Ridvash. It's Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. Okay, so let's just give a little introduction to what we are doing over here. We're building up Zun. We speak a lot about Zun, about the different parts of the world, what we do with Zun, how Zun's connected. Now we're going, actually, as I keep on saying, there's no Mukta Mamucha in this limud. Now we're going back to, if anybody would start writing this, say, with the right, the first how Zun is born, and then build it up, and then the connection and all this. But here, it's not. Rav Chaim Vital decided to put it during the end. And here we're going to see that there's two chalokim to Zun, the chitzoinus of Zun, and the panemius of Zun. Okay, so there's various facets. So let's just try to keep in our heads all these different bechinas of Zun. Okay, so you have bechinas, the chitzoinus and the panemius. Okay, so as we know, every time we do any tikkunim, and every all the avodas Hashem boils down to the tikkunim in Zah, in Zah and Nuk. And therefore we have to build Zah and Nuk on two different fronts, the chitzoinus of the Patsufa and the panemius of the Patsufa. Now we're going to do this on three different levels. The evil level, right, when he's born, well, so before he's born, and then the Yanika stage is when he's coming out and he's doing this Yanika system. And then finally on the evil Gadlus. Okay, so that's the Gadlus. So it's evil, Yanika, and then Gadlus. Now, the evil that we speak about, this Shah Iburim, is going to speak about two distinct Iburim. Even though a child is only born once, but for all intents and purposes, when a person receives new moichim, jumps from one level to another level, from katnus to gadlus, we call that an ibul. Kilu, he's born again, right? Bar mitzvah. He receives new gadlus, new moichim. That the Ariza calls that a new birth. Okay? So we're going to, again, we have chitzonis and panemius. And we have two iburim in each one. Okay, so we have four iburim.
This ibul is muted in physical, or it's simply ruchni?
Physical zone, yeah. Everything we find in we're talking about here the olam ruchni, obviously, right? But it also obviously it manifests itself in this world.
Yeah, but only is in Gashmi, yeah. There aren't so many time and places you'd be able to have a new ibul. In Ruchni, you could have all sorts of ages which would be.
But that's 20, if you
20, you, 40, at least whatever.
You have to be observant. Every time you receive a new notion, that's you can touch it up as an ibur. I got a psachidush, we call that. That's also you got inside of you. That didn't come from you. It came from lemala. That was a metonymy in the shemaim. You got a comes into your head a chidush. That is called the ibur.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, was they not? But what I meant was the Ruchni is not bedafkum kushu to the Gashmi.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yes.
If you have an einfall, that's nothing Gashmi. It's the Ruchni.
What do you mean? It makes you grow. What do you mean? You're a different person altogether. That affects you. That affects your Gashmi state.
Yeah, but two ibulim bets at the birth.
Yeah.
And after the yinika is called the ibul as well.
No.
No?
No. It's nichlal in the first.
In the birth.
In the katnus stage.
So where is the ibu afterwards?
In gadlus.
Yeah.
In gadlus.
So you don't see ibu.
So
birth,
in years, in
ibu.
What?
You see birth, but you don't see ibu. You see birth. The
translation of ibu is birth. What do you mean?
No.
Ibu means birth.
Ibu is pregnant.
No, sorry. You're right. I made a mistake. Ibu is still inside, and then you come out.
So there's not the Gashmius.
There's no ibu in Gashmius?
There's not second ibu in Gashmius.
Of course there is.
The atlas of vomits.
Obviously, you don't understand. What's that?
Which is there's no others.
No, you don't understand. When we're talking about
any status, there is.
No. Anything in this world is not ruchni. Understand? Anything in this world is not ruchni. Oh. Right. So when I get an einfall, that's gashmi. Don't tell me anything in this, again.
Yes, so,
okay, yeah. Everything in this world is a manifested stage of what's lemala. Lemala.
It's free.
That's the definition. Anything in this world is taken. is on a manifest stage. So therefore, in the same way, we find these two stages, both in the chitzonius and both in the pnimius, we find in this world as well. Okay, with that little introduction, so let's go right. Okay, so we're focusing on Zun. And then there's Abab Ima, and then there's Arich, and there's Atik. So we're starting mamish from the Aleph base over here. So here we go. Nevar Atav said the Iburim of Zah, the way Zah is, becomes what he is, and in stage of Ibu. B'chinas chitzonius v'pinimius. Right? And everything has two facets, two sides of the same coin. V'ne'ema, and we said already in the first parak, Shehine, Shloshes Mani Ibu. Yes, there are three zmanim of Ibu. No, there's not three Iburim, there's only three zmanim in the Ibu process. Rishon ho Ibu, the Yud Beis Chodesh, Chodoshim. Yud Beis Chodesh, and Nizkar Shas. Now, you can have three different timings of this Ibu, right? We can have one which is 12 months. Kenizkav Shas, that's the Gemara on Yevamos of Pei Amud Beis. The Maaseh Ahu the Ishtohe Vlada Yud Beis Yachar. That is a case where the Rebbe was matir a woman to not becoming a Yevamo, because he said that she gave birth to her previous husband after 12 months, meaning that it's Gan Shaykh to have a birth after 12 months. Vashen Hu Ibo the Teisha Chodoshim Hamuga Tamid. And then we have a normal birth, which is after we have fine in our world over here, Mugal Ba'olam, which is 9 months, and then a Shlishi Hua Ibo the Sheva Chodoshim. And then we have a different Zman of Ibo of Sa, which is early. Ba'olam, Bechinas Chitzonius Shimshu Shnei Iburim Arisha. Now, when we speak again, there's two facets that we spoke about, the Chitzonius and the Pnimius. Now, when we speak about the Chitzonius part of the Paltzufa, building up the Chitzonius part of the Paltzufa, we will find out of the three Zmanim that were given, we only Mishtamish in two of them, the Yud Base, Chodoshim, and the Teisha Chodoshim. Obichinus, when we go to rectify the Pnimius of this zone, then Shimshu Beibu Shalibuim Acherim Shem Teisha V'Sheva Chodoshim. Okay. Now let's start with the exterior parts of the Paltzufim. Shehine, bo shimsho shnei iburim yud beis chodesh teisha keniska. We're going to use these two zmanim to help us give us time in order to build up these Paltzufim on the chitzonius spaces. Venatzchim in arishon v'neema. Kine ibo arishon haye v'bechinas arir atzmo. V'bechinas nai shebo. ומהזיווג שבו עשה עצמו נעשה אבק דזה בבחינת תלת גלילן בתלת כניסקה. אבל let me be mazbeer, we have to fill in the gaps over here. So let's give a hakdama klali here. When we look at the world of Atzilus, which is the highest world, this is the world our tafkid, our mabata, our outlook is always to get back into the original world of Atzilus. We're in Bia, we're in the Klipa. All the tikkunim that we do, remember, and always remember this class, are always back in the world of Atzilus. So we have to return everything back to Atzilus. So what we're focusing on over here, it's called Zum de Atzilus. Okay. Now, when you're working with the world of Atzilus, there are five patsufim which are grafted onto this world. Now, the most basic patsuf, which is the background of the whole, all the patsufim, is Arich. Arich stretches from the top of the Atzilus to the bottom of the Atzilus. Now, from Be'erech, around from the Gorem of Atzilus, of Arich, is Abba Ve'im until the waist. Okay? Now, from the waist downwards, all around 360, that's right. From the waist downwards to all the way down to the feet is where Zun is going to be placed. So we got the five patsufim there. Got it? Again, Nachmo. You have Arich, which stretched from the top of Atzilus to the bottom of Atzilus. That's patsuf number one. Abba Ve'ima, which stretched from the Golan ad the Chazir. Well, it's a bit lower than the Chazir, from the Tibur. That's the two Patsufim. Abba will be on the right hand side, Ima on the left hand side. That's already three Patsufim. And the last two Patsufim is Zavinukva, from the waist downwards to the feet. That's it. You have the five Patsufim which are grafted onto Arich, which is superimposed over the world of Atzilus. In the world of Atzilus. Klo? Now, let's go back to Arich. Arich, the way we know again the Abba Vima is right over here from the Golden Sim. Now, what's going to happen over here in order to make a tikkun in Za, what we're going to do over here is that we're going to lift the legs up of Arich, which is a Nahi, right? Netzach is the right leg, Hod is his left leg, and Yesod is the middle. You're going to lift it up and graft it onto his Chagas, his Chesed, Gvur, and his Tiferet. So his right leg, which is Netzach, will go on the right hand side, which is the Chesed. His left leg, which is the Hod, is going to go onto his left side, which is the Gvur. And his Yesod is going to go on his Tiferet. As simple as that. Okay? That's the Eshta Aleph, that's the first stage in the Tikkun. So let's read that again. Nachmo. Naschi levar ine chitzonis shehem chitzonis. Shehine bo shimshu shnei iburim de yud beis v'teisha akindiska. Naschi levar arishon v'neema. Here we go. Kehine ibo arishon haya v'bechines arich atzmo. The ibo arishon, that means the first shlab in the tikkun of Zah, happens aridei arich. V'bechines nai shebo. The nai of arich is going to start the process of tikkun of Zum. How is that going to happen? Me'azivuk shibo atzmo nase. When he makes a zivuk, arich will make a zivuk menu bay from himself, because it's a tzad zacha and tzad nekeva in arich himself. When he makes a zivuk menu bay, which we'll explain later on how that happens, therefore nase avak, or you can add in v'niskan avak, dezah bebechinas tlat. That means Zah will be in the same position as Ari, in the same way that Nahi of Ari is on the Chaged of Ari, as we just explained, the legs will be folded over to the chest. Zah will duplicate that. It's also, which is also grafted there, which grafted on the Nahi, will be also lifted up in this position of its legs being on its Chaged. Nahi on the Chaged. Tlat. Kelilin Tlav. In the Nai will be grafted onto the Chagat. That's the first Shlav in the Tikkun. Right. The inner Zivug Arich, as we explained, was when the legs go up, they're going to make a Zivug. Now, how does that happen exactly? The inner Zivug Arich, who is them? Shehine. Nizbar Shein Arich Rak Teisha Sfiros Bulva, Velo Niska Bo Bechinus Malchus. We have only Teisha Sfiros in Malchus. In Arich, sorry. Malchus is not Bechlad the Cheshbon. Omnam. We know now Malchus is the Nekeva. How can you make a Zivug without a Nekeva? So Zokta Omnam, HaYesod Shebo Kolu Docha Vin Nukva. Interesting that in the Yesod of Arich will have a combination of Zach and Nekeva. Kedimyon HaTama Kolu Docha Nekeva Nukva Vesod Tzadik HaTama Yifrach Keniska B'Sefer Zohar. That we know that the Tama tree can reproduce itself. And how can you need a zocher side of the seed and then a nekeva side of the seed? How can a tamar come out by itself? The answer is in the tamar tree, in the date tree, you have both nichlal, zocher and nekeva, and therefore that's why arich says zohar is doime to the tamar tree. Tzadik, which is keser, which is arich, is doime to tamar yifrach. It reproduces itself. Okay, so now vayitin. V'az nis'alu nai shel chagat shelo. So Arich again is lifting up his leg, going on the chagat. Asher shematzav ma'amad abba v'ima. Can know that. We know that abba v'ima, as we explained, is right on the chest. So as Arich is lifting up his chest, being nichlal inside of abba v'ima. Now where's abba v'ima? Abba v'ima malvish chesed v'chatzi tiver semit. Abba, which is on the right hand side, is on the chesed of Arich and also on half of the tiferes. Ima's malbeshes gvura v'chasi tiver shmoli, and Ima's was on the left hand side is malbesh the gvura part of arich and also half of the tiferes. V'ala netzach the arich. Now, as arich is lifting up his right leg, it's going on his chesed. Sham shelosh hu sham abba, and we know that abba is there. Ho the arich v'gvura shelo. As arich is lifting up his left leg, which is represented, but Hod is on his Gvura, and where do we find there? Shesham, Ima. Ve'ala Yesod Arich B'Tiferes. And Yesod also goes up, he's going to go on, it's his Tiferes. What's it over there? Shesham B'Bechinas Das of Abba B'Ima Shuha Yesod Shalhem Chetzav Kan V'Chetzav Kan. Right? So who's over there? It's Abba B'Ima's also the half of Abe is on the Tiferes on the right hand side, and half of Ima is on the Tiferes. So when Yisod of Are goes on the Tiferes, it's going to be on both. The only shayla is, why is he called a das? So the Mefarshim, the Eshel in Ois Beis, explains that why is he calling the das the Abe? It should be Yisod, because we know that Yisod of Abe Ima is there, not the das. So he says that when you look at in the big picture, when we speak about Abba v'Ima in the big picture of Atzilus, we call Abba is referred to Chochma, and Bina is referred to, sorry, and Ima is referred to Bina, and the middle of them is a joining point where the Das is, and therefore the Zivug between Abba v'Ima happens in Das. It's a sort of a meeting point, but in our context, the Zivug always happens in Yesod. So it's actually the Yesod of Abba v'Ima, which was found on the Tiferes of Ar Rampin. But as he continues, as Aridei Labishus Nai Shel Shelo Toch Abba v'Ima Atzmo. So again, as the Naiv Ari is lifting himself and going inside of Abba v'Ima, and the Mefarshim explain, we're not talking about the physical Netzach Yesod of Ar, which is going up. We're only talking about the oil which is inside of those kelim are going inside. So therefore, Muvan, that it's going inside the Abba v'Ima. Asher Hem Docha v'Nukva, because we know Abba v'Ima are Zocha v'Nukuva, Zocha v'Nekeva. Ve'az Al Yodom Ayesod Arich Nichlal Medocha v'Nukva. So here it's an Ezer, because again, there's no malchus in Arich. So where's the zivug going to happen in the Yesod? How we know the Yesod always is the mokum where we make the zivug. So how is we going to make a zivug in Arich? But the fact says the Arizal that it's going and grafting itself on the Abba v'Ima, which is again bechina of Zoch v'Nekeva. So Zoch v'Nekeva ki'ilu of Abba v'Ima will be goyrem a zivug in minu bay, a shimish minu bay in Arich Yesod, in order to make a zivug in Yesod. So what's the tzitzah? Once there's a zivug minu bay in Yesod the Arich, hotzi as chitzonis devak tzitzah. So somebody asks you, how was that produced? You can tell them, well, actually not produced, it actually came out from the Anan Da'ak already, but the way it was niskan at the chitzonis akolponim. The vak of the chitzon yisazah was niskan on the day the zivug minu obey in yisod arich, and sof it wasn't niskan legamri. It was still tlat kelilan tlat the esan nukva besod psielaba. And also we know that za includes nukva, which is the malchus which was sticking out. Kemuvot slenu. But tachlis, now what was the whole point of arich doing this?
Converting.
What do you have? Okay. Come on, what's later? Now, what was the tafkid of Arich? What was the interest of Arich to do this tikkun? So listen to this. It was a self-induced interest, right? Because it was no gear for Arich. Why? Because Zog de Arizal v'tachlis kavanoso haita litlabish betoche kiniskan le'er. We'll find later on that we find that in order to have a tikkun sholem, every part of it has to have a halbosha, has to have something covering it, because otherwise his oiras are too strong and can't be mashpir properly. Therefore you have to have a kisoy around the parts of it in order to memait the oil, in order for the tachton, in order to be nene. So therefore we have Abba v'Ima on the chaget of Ar Champin, but we have nothing down on the nahi of Ar Champin. Therefore, he's misakin zun, in order to be malbish that zun, which is only a vak now, on its nai, in order to memayit its all. So therefore, it was of self interest in order for Arir to be misakin the zah. Veninza she'aliyas nahi the Arir b'mokum chagas shebo hayletam and niskal itlabish b'torah abba ve'ima. In order to the aliyah of the naiv arich, so in order to be malbish inside of Abba v'Ima, she's repeating himself. Shem doch v'nukva ve'al yodam. The fact that they're doch v'nukva al yodam gam yisod shabon nizdavik menu v'beik niskar kamoshis ba'ham. Right. Now that's.
And then he went back.
And then he went back. Yeah.
But he was mislavish now in Zah.
Yeah. Correct. Now, another reason why this was done, that Arich lifted up his legs, kibyochol, ועוד יש טעם שני, והוא, שכיוון נסבר לאר, שזה היה במכינת רשות הרב, שישה כצובת נפרוד הזה וזה. ותיקון אמור לקשרם בסוד פרצוף אחד מיוחד. נקרא בשוס היחיד. לכן הוא צורו גם לנאי דאר אמפי להכלול בחגת שלו עצמו, שיהיו אז הווג בארר כלול עם תלת גב תלת, כדי לכלול גם את זה שהוא ווג בבחינת תלת כלול עם תלת, ויקשו ביחד. Meaning that we know that all the parts who came from the Enayim Da'ak that came out בחד סמכה, one underneath the other, which led to their shvira, because they weren't communicating. The sort of tikkun is when they're tlats, when they're triads, three. The chabad is on three, chag is on three kavim, and the nai is on three kavim. So therefore, another reason why nai wants to pick up his legs in order to do this, in order to misakin za from originally being a chat samcha, a chushus arabim, in order to make him a chushus a yochid. Yochid means, like we explained many times, yochid is a communication between all parties within one mokum. That is yesod of tikkun. So those are the two reasons why this happened. Now, let's go back to our original discussion. We said that iburim and ibur takes 12 months. It takes 12 months. Now, why dafka 12 months? Why dafka 12 months? Now, we're going to give six, the Rav is going to give over six different reasons why dafka 12 months. Okay, so six different reasons, but again, it's all going to be nichlal in one. Okay, here we go. Vini. Ibu azim. Sorry? We know there's 12 months in the Chodesh. That's the first type of Ibu. We have 12 months, we have 9 months, and 7 months. Now, we're going to explain 12 months. The reason why it's 12 months is Mishum Arich Ampin. What does that mean? Kine nahi shelo nichlal bechagat de abav ima. We know, as we said, within nai de arich lifts that goes inside abav ima. Hare klolos shesh means you have three spheres, netzah hod yisod of arich, and going into the chesed gvotiferet of abav. Those are six different bechinas. Vegam yesh klolos nahi shelo. We also have the Nahi of Ari going into his own Chagas. That's already another six. That's 12 altogether. Now, what does this mean? It sounds like we're just fudging here, putting the Nikus together.
What do you mean? Here you go, tomorrow you go, there's two Chasnas. The Chasn the of the calendar and the Chasn of the Chosn. There's one Chasn.
Right. So, translate it. Now, we know that the chosid is mashpia something, yeah, right? And the nukva is mashpia something.
Yeah.
Okay?
But it's together.
Yeah, but they produce something new.
Yeah, but at the same time.
Yeah, good. But everybody's mashpia on the other one, the hainu. When the chosid is mashpia on the kala is not the same kala she was yesterday. Mm-hmm. She's mushba by the chosid. Mm-hmm. And the kala, when she's mashpia on the chosid becomes new as well. So how many bechinas is that? Is that two or is that four? That's four. Right? And the zivug is there. That's what he's saying over here. That when one side is mashpia, the nai is mashpia on the chagat, so therefore the shvach and the chagat. And when the chagat is mashpia on the nai is not the same nai, it's a new. So each one are getting new bechinas. That's how he's counting in at six. Now what is this all four bechlal? The four bechlal is because this combination, these all these elements together, we're not going to ask the why and say why that happened like this. This we're just here to investigate the hows and wheres. And what? So we're seeing from here that all these elements together, bechlal, that's the source of why a woman has to take a pregnancy at the yud beis apam. Sometimes you find that a woman has to take a pregnancy, like we find the gemara yud beis in the daf pei in the yevamos. That sometimes a pregnancy, yeah, you go into yud beis chodoshim, 12 months, because of this combination of elements have to go into this. Now, that's the first reason. Another five reasons. All time sheni yesh beine arich hampin atzmo. Now, not a combination of abba ve'ima and arich, but rather arich hampin atzmo. Shekemo shenichol al nai bechagad shem shisha, because we said again we have six netzachot. You saw chesigur tiferet, that's six. Vem shisha mitate le'elo, v'gam nichlol me'elo letate chagad v'nahi shesh. Again, this must be on that. That makes 12 altogether. Hem yud beis. Tam od tam shlishi v'hine. Zivug zehu de'arich. Now, Ela, shehayez labashuso gav abavim. As we know, there's a zivug Well, the connection between Arich in, which is going inside of Arich, Abba v'Ima. Now, v'ine, Zivug Abba v'Ima, ikrohu memazal shmini, the dikna da Arich, kemuvu atzlenu, she'abba yonek memazal ches, v'Ima memazal yudgimu. וגם נסבר שמזל חס הזה הוא בשלוש ששמות דמילו יהודים ונמצא שיש בהם יוד בייס יהודים וכדי לקבל שפע מאלו יוד בייס יהודים הוא צריכו להתעכב שם יוד בייס חודש. Now what does that mean? Okay, let me explain. We know that every part, so let's explain, Arich is the most pneumistic part. So on top of that you have Abba v'Ima around that. So kamuvan, when Abba v'Ima want a yenika, want shefa, they have to go to Arich Hampi. They have to be yenika from Arich. Now, how is Abba v'Ima yoinik from Arich to get their shefa? From the dikna to Arich. Now, there's 13 tikkuni dikna in Arich. The two main ones that Abba v'Ima receive from is dikna ches. Dikna Ches, Notzer, and then you have Dikna Yud Gimel. Abba will be yoinig from Dikna Ches, and Imo will be yoinig from Dikna Tikuni Dikna Yud Gimel, which is Notzer Ches. Ches,
Ches,
no? What?
Ches is Notzer Ches, and Gimel is
Notzer is the Shmini. Venake, so Venake is Yud Gimel. So you can just imagine Abba is getting from the mazal. It's called mazal shmini, which again, which is noitzer, and Ima is receiving her shefa from venake, which is mazal yud gimel. It's drawing that down. Now, in Sheamus, when all this is represented in Sheamus, now this is represented by Ab, meaning this is yud vav dalit. K Yud Vav Aleph Vav Yud Vav K Yud. The Havaya, when you make a miloy of this Havaya in Yudim, which is called the Havaya the Ab, or the Havaya the Yudim, therefore, if you count the amount of Yudim in that particular Shem Hashem, which is connected those mazolas, particularly we're going to work with the mazol Ches, which Ab is receiving from, you're going to find that there are four Yudim in the Havaya the Yudim. Four. Now there are three abim in that particular mazel, right? You have Havaya the ab, Havaya the ab, and now you have four times three. That's 12 yudim. You have 12 yuds. Zogdariza. That is why you need 12 months. You have to give time for the patsum to absorb that, in order to absorb these 12 yudim from Abba, in order to misakin himself. Okay, that is the third time. Fourth time, why we need 12 chodoshim? Gam tam revi beinian. Is that clear? Is that clear? Well, you have the mazel ches, the mazel yud gimel. Mazel ches has inside of it. It's called a mazel.
It's a dikna.
Yeah, it's a
tikkuni dikna.
Tikkuni dikna. It's a part of the beard where it's called mazel. Well, mezila. Loshen, it is noizel. It goes down. But the beard going down into the lower part sufim, right? So it's noizel into za three havayas. Don't ask me why. It's noizel three havayas. The havayas were represented by havayas the yudim, havayas the ab, and over there you find there's four yudim in every set. That makes 12. How simple is that? Gam tam revir.
So that's not the tzorech. That's the tzorech Abba v'Ima.
No, we're explaining Yud Beis Chodesh of Zah. Why does the Zah need 12 chodoshim?
It's not for Zah. No, it's just because of Abba v'Ima to be
Zah needs. Yeah, but to be mashpia, that takes, let's say, 2 seconds to be mashpia to them. But Zah, in order for him to absorb the shefa from Abba and Ima, it'll take him 12 months in order to absorb these 12 yudim. What are these tamim? We have six tamim.
For the mazal shmini, it's Abba.
Abba.
So where do we have 12 yudim?
Over there.
In Arich, yeah.
Yeah.
So Abba.
Arich is mashpil these 12 yudim to Abba.
Abba, yes. Yeah. So that takes time.
No, that takes 1 second. What I'm interested over here is finding out why does Zad take 12 months in order to develop his chitzonius. Because then we'll see. Look, I skipped out a lot of points, because after that, after you have a zivug between the muzzle ches and muzzle yud gimel, they make a zivug, and there's a shefa which comes out, and that shefa is going to take 12 months in order to get the zad.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, right. Gam tam rvi beinyan zun atzmo. Now, this is the reason why 12 months is going to out muzzle, not muzzle, but out za. Za has a chisson. That's why it needs 12 months. Meaning, v'hu ki gam beza atzmo nichlal anai shelo bechagat shelo. As we know, we have a his nahi of za is going to his chagat. Again, that's six. Hari shesh. V'chein chagat shelo nichlal benai shelo. So again, same thing. The nisa yud beis bichinas. Od tam chamishi. Another, the fifth time is shehine elu. When we speak about the vak deza, hayu tchila shesh bichinas shehem chagatz. Shehem shlosh bichinas shehem chagatz. Sorry. Shehayu tchila shlosh bichinas. Shem Chagas. We have, first of all, three bechinas in Zah. Chesed Gevurah Tiferes. Obe'elu ha'shlosha shalosh hayu abo acheres she'em nahim kilan bekol achas v'achas mehem. Obe ha'shlosha rishonas nimsa she'em shlosha pamim abo she'em yubes. Means you have Chesed Gevurah Tiferes. Now in Chesed Gevurah Tiferes you have the Nahim, which is Mashpi on each one. Remember, we have the Nai going up to the Chagas, right? Folding of the legs. Now, it's not like we thought the Netzach is just going to Chesed and the Hod's going over to the Gevurah, but rather, all the Nahim is going into the Chesed. All the Nahim is going into the Gevurah. All the Nahim is going into Tiferes. And he has 4 times 3. 4 times 3 is 12. Those, that it represents the Zmanim that it takes in order for Zat to develop its chitzon. And the last time, Old time, Shishi, ki hine amalchut tzorush tier nichleles bekol ashlosha. Nahi, shahri shlosha. So we have the malchus of Zah now. The malchus of Zah also needs to be taken care of. So the malchus of Zah goes up as well in all three of the netzach hod yesod. So that's three. Ve'arika kol achas me'elu ashlosha, which is the netzach hod yesod. Which are Chagas, same principles. You're going to have the Nahi going up into the Chesed, Nahi going to the Gevurah, Nahi going to Tiferet. That's another 9. 3 times 3 is 9. Plus the original 3, which is the Malchus, which goes up to the Chagas, to the Nahi, sorry. That's 3. Hari Yudbeis.
Don't be sorry.
Sorry?
Don't be sorry. Because you ask a good question. Why Malchut is not with the
Chagat? Eventually it is, because we're saying that
why you don't do Malchus Chesed, Malchus Gevurah, Malchus Tiferes as well?
Because the Iker Yenik of Malchus is from the Nahi.
Yeah,
as I stated in Mefarshim, the Yenik of the in Mevor Sha'orim spells a claw that the Iker Tikkun of Malchus and the Yenik of Malchus by the Nahi. That's the Iker. That's why when it comes to 3 times in Achnami. Because you begin a zat tlat klila, and tlat again is to remember we're only in tlat klila. V'malchus revia eleha, revia eleha. Okay, so let's make a little sikum here over here. He says v'hine nimsa shezman iborishon ikro hu be'arich ikro be'arich. Now the meaning: how do we make the ibo or the tikkun of ibo of za via arich? How is that? Elo shahaya lido. Hey, Yossi mitlabish toch abba v'ima, nahi v'abba, nahi arir goes up and is mitlabish entire abba v'ima. Ki kavanosu, why did he do that? Ki kavanosu hu lasus elo b'chinas levushim mizun. Mitlabishu mitibu delay ad siyuma keniska le'er. In order that he should have a malbush from his choze ad to his raglaim. V'nimse shu'u shahaya zmanu yud beis chosho. So all that tikkun took us 12 months. This is so much because of the Mama Kava Midak Savyad in the Zohar Chodesh Parashas Vayitzchanan, and also in the Sefer Zohar Parashas Bereishis Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, and the Zohar says as follows: Shehanitiyos, the plantings, Hem Kekane Chagavim. The plantings referring to the Zun. Zun is planted into Abav Imam. The et notehu, and they are left there, and there's an etir process in ima. Vishto yud beis yachesh shata. So that's the sort of what the Zohar is trying to tell us, that that za, which is keneged the which is what we're referring over here, kekane chagali, were planted into ima and waited there yud beis chodesh to come out. Okay, so adkan, this is the zman of
ima to arich.
Eventually, an ima, right? Yeah. Now, what happens at the end of the day? So we just finished now explaining the zman of katnas. Now let's move on now to the zman of yinika. Now, va'achgal nolazun ubaz zman yinika, or bekoach yinika nispashtu vak deza. Okay, so what do we have? We have this little baby over here. We have the nayon is chagas. The yinika stage. What's going to happen? Listen, it's very important. The only thing that's going to happen is that the nai is going to stretch out. So, kilo, the baby now is coming out. Now it's going to stretch out his legs. It had all his tikkunim. Now it has gimel kavim and it has six fields. There's no, like you were trying to say, right? There's no ibur per se in the yinika stage. We only have two ibur, right? One in the katnas stage and one in the gadlus stage. Since the yinika stage is nichlal in the katnas stage, it also has episode shmek of ibur, but it's not reckoned as the two main iburim. Ve'inenu ki hine yinika zois ho yonki me'ashadayim ve'adadim de'ima. We know that every baby is yearning from the dadim and the shadayim of the ima. Ve'noda ki b'chinas adadim nikra b'shem shakai. We know that the dadim in Kabbalah and Zohar explained to us that the dadim are keneged shakai, the name of shakai. והנה נסבר אצלנו ששם שקאי הוא גמטריה הוויה. Right? You got that? That the שקאי, which is 614, is the גמטריה of הוויה. Now, he's going to explain how we get to that, because הוויה is only 26. Here we go. שאלבה אויסס הם קו. We know the four הוויה, יוד קי וווב קי, is the גמטריה of 26. Now, Gam nasis bechinas ab, as we know, that's only the poshut. When you memali the havaya, it comes out to 72. Yud vav dalit, k yud, yud vav yud, and then k yud is extension, that's called the yudim. That's 72. Vegam nasi rayu. Now what's rayu? Where does rayu come over? 216. Comes out, hu gematre shlosha pamim ab. Shlosha pamim ab. Three times 72. Is 216. Kimuva tzlein bekavanas yavo Hashem al panav. V'sham nizbaya shlosha bechinas elu. And over there, in that particular dush, which we're not going to go into, it'll take us too long to explain. There we find in yavo when you do the tachanos, and over there we find these three names: the ku, ab, and rayu. The kaf, the 26, 72, and 216. Hu gematria shakai. 314 altogether. Shemekoimam hu b'shlosha kave chagas. Now, where do we find these shemas of ku, ab, and rayu? We find it on the chagas. Explains. Tiferes hu havaya. Tiferes, the main kav of Tiferes, is the where you find the ku, the 26, the havaya. Yukivovke. On the right hand side is the gematria chesed, is gematria of ab. So obviously you find the ab on the right hand side, and the gvura. Was rayu? It's always we can't go into it. Drush of the commandments of Rosh Hashanah. We find that all the rayus are keneged gvura. So that's on the left hand side. Lechein mokam adadim hu bechaze shebein achagad. Therefore, the dadim, which represents the shakai, is on the chagad. Vekol bechinas yachad hem shakai. Right, because we find the tiferes. Is kol chagas kivan shehu memutzah, right? Okay, so kol mokam adadim hu bechaze, the dadim on the chaze. Why? Because of these bechinas, the kol bechinas yachad em shakai. Shakai zeh hem adadim miima sheyonik aza. Now from this shadayim, right, which is made of shakai, These are the dadim and the ima, which za is joining from. Where? From the chagat, that area of the chagat. V'nispashtu v'nitkenu shlosha kavim rishonim shelo, she'em chagat, asher yesh ba'em ab rayu ku kemin and shakai. Okay? So that is going to misakin its chagat, and therefore that's going to release, and that's going to work on its chagas. Okay. Now, ba'achikach, let's finish off the picture. V'gama nai shebo yinoku misham. Even its nahi is going to be yonik. The nahi of za is going to be yonik from ima. V'nasi gam ken b'chinas ab rayu ku. Kenoga, kenoda. Shema sheyesh b'chagas yesh b'nai. To whatever the process is going to happen in Chagat, automatically that's going to entail that Nai is going to do the same thing. And Shabbat Chagat hen rachamim v'nikra shakai b'rafa v'sod ben shakai yalin shu mokum adadim mamish u'nai nikram shakai d'dagish v'sod kel shakai lefi shem yoyse b'dinim kenoda שהדגש והרפה הם דין ורחמים והנה נמצא שגם בכלל זה יניקה נמשכת מסוד אב ראיו שהם עושים איבו ודאי לזה איבו, right? So what's going to happen is that the Zah which is Bechinas Ibo at this stage, right? It's Yenika, is now going to start stretching the how the happy, because it's going to be Yoinik. I did this Maisi Yenika through these various gematrias of Ku, Ab, and Rayu. The Chaga is going to get his Tikkun, and then Nai is going to get his Tikkun, and that his how that it's going to be spacious from the Nai from the Chaga. For Yenika Zunim, Shechas Adios Ben Teisha Shonavi Yomecha. So therefore, in Gansin, how many years is it going to take? It's going to take 9 years and one day for the Yenika stage. Okay, Adkan Zman Yenika. Now the last stage is Zman Gadlus. Zman Gadlus is Ibo V'Achika Ba Zman Gadlus V'Chein Tzarech Ibo Sheini Demochim. Now this is the second Ibo. And this is very important. This is very nogeh to all the kavanas of Keshema, the nogeh to the kavanas of Shmoneh Esre. Anytime we find the mochim coming of Gadlus, inyanu hu mebechinas zivuk abba veima laseis mochim lezun. Now this is nogeh to when za now wants to grow and come to the stage when it needs to grow. It's going to get what's called the mochim into what's called the levushim, which is going to go into Zah. And I'll explain as we go along. Sha'ibul arishon ikohu me'arich atzmo mineu be'kniska, right? The Ibo stage, where did it get it from? It got its tikkun from arich, as we explained, from a zivug mineu be'in arich. Ela shahaya al yado hislab shutso be'abav ima. How did it make a zivug mineu be'? Only because it had a shaykhis too, to the yisoides of Abav Ima, and therefore was enabled to do a zivug merubei alidei Abav Ima. But the Iker is Arich, and the Tofel is Abav Ima. Abav Ibo Sheni is Pumfaket. Iker hu zivug Abav Ima, v'Arich Tofel lehem. V'ever me'ibo Risha. Now, we have a little bit of a question over here. How can it be Azan in Zah? How can it be the Arich, which is the higher Bechina, is fixing up an Ibo, which is a low bechina, and Abba the Ima, which is a low bechina, is fixing up a high bechina and Zah, which is called the Mochim. Yitochen, how can that be? V'tam muvan, kama, this is the Arizal's question, kama muvan, v'tam muvan, kemoshin is ba'a b'shas. Right? This is what the Gemara says. Azoy, shal tonotsufos, Arasha le Rebbe Akiva. He asked him a question. Is the Ma'is and Noim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Shal Basar Vadam? Which of the Ma'isim are better? The Kavanasa Aisa, Lama lo Nivra Adamor? Seeing that he's making his mockery of Hashem Chaz V'Shalom, he's saying, look, Hashem is not making perfect things. He made an Adam which is not Mor. So what is better? The Ma'is or the Ma'is Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Rabbi Kiva answered it. Ve'evi lo raya me'achitim and Yivroim al yado yisboruch. That we know that we have to take wheat, chitim, and then this intermediary stage. Now we finalize it by making a bread. Nirmaz mizeh, and Rabbi Kiva is teaching him a lesson. Nirmaz mizeh, sheyesh devorim shanichma kadosh baruch hu biyad bosav adam letakenam. V'hu lo tikam, that Kosh Bo Faket Adirama, that's part of our that's our job here in order to do the final Makom Pnimi Patish. Lachen La'al Titame Ima Ibo Shuhu Litzor Vakdizam. Because you have a question, as we say, how can it be that Arich is fixing up a lower part in Zah, which is the Vak of the Zah? Haye al yedei arampin, the ibo sheni shul tzorer mochin de zah, haye al yedei abba v'ima, and abba v'ima, which is a lower partsuf, are fixing up a higher partsuf, a higher place in zah, which are the mochin de zah. Ki yesh devorim nitkinim al yedei tachton kinizka, faket adrava. The Eibishter often leaves higher bechinas for us to fix. He fixed the vak. And we have to fix the gal. That's the whole avoider. Or be proud of Mashin Zbabi Ika, a call who lehotzi Ika of a shorish de za shur avak. Aval a shlosha bochim shabo, hem sot a sefas elav, kilekach mishtani maholchim vechozrim ve'enam bekeva. He seems to be changing his mahalach over here. He seems to be giving a different reason. That before we said it's not a chisor adrabba, the Eibishter is mechaven to leave the lower bechinas to do a higher bechina. This time he's giving seems to be faked. He seems to be saying that the vak of zah adrabba is the most important part of the paltzuf, and that's why the most important paltzuf, which is arich, contributes to the vak de zah. Masha'en came. The mochim, a person's intelligence, sometimes he's having a good day, chafs good chedushim, he's learning well, tosefes, it comes over. Sometimes it goes away. Sometimes it goes away. And therefore, holchim, he says, mishtani, holchim, v'chozim. So therefore, the mochim are not something stable so much, and therefore, it's only a tosefes he calls. And therefore, Abba V'im are in charge of tosefes, Mashenk, and the Iker is in charge, Ari is in charge of the Iker. Okay, now. We explained six reasons why we had 12 months. Why Zah has to go through a tikkun of 12 months. Now let's explain again, there's another Zman called 9 months. Why do we need 9 months? We're going to have two tamim. Gam bezman ibol zeh haya tesha chodosh. Vatamahu sheyesh bo ata vak v'shlosha bochim shem tesha. Very simple. You have 6 sefiros in Zah. When the mochim the gadlus come in, that's another 3. So then you have 9 sefiros. That's why it takes 9 months. Very simple. Every month takes another... Every sphere takes another month from a second. All time achem, and mashi katzav nu leir she'abba v'ima zivugam hu bekoach mazal chesed dikna da'achampin. Remember, abba v'ima make a zivug al yedei this hashpah that he's getting from the dikna ches. Sheyesh bo shlosh avayas the yudim. As you explained, there's 3 abs over there of yudim. Sheyesh bo teisha vavim. Remember, we spoke before about the yudim, but there's 12 yudim, but there's only 6 vavim. ומשם נמשך בהם שפע והיה בסוד איבו 9 חודשים אלו sorry, I mean it's not 6 vavim, it's 9 vavim. From the 3 different sets of Ab, you have 9 vavim, and because of that who sod ibo 9 chodoshim elu letzorach hamochim. Okay, that's why we need 9 months. והנה אחר תשע חודש תשע שנים ביום אחד שהוא שהיה זה. Now nine years in one day, you got all the way up from Katnus until the end of Yanika. בואו לא מוכים האלו, from nine years in one day onwards, then comes the מוכים לגדלס. מאז עד תשתום יוד גימו שונים ויום אחד שלמים אז נעשה זה בחינס גודל. Then from nine years one day till יוד גימו, that's all בכלל גדלוס and קושיק and onwards. וניקר אודם גומל. Then זה will have grown to be an אודם. Now, תם היועס יוד גימו שונים. Now, why דווקא יוד גימו שונים? שהוא, כי בתחילס היה לו וק. We know he had 6 spheres at the beginning. Then he got 6 spheres plus 4, Chochma Bina, Vidas, Kalul, Chasodim, Gvos, which is 4. So that's 6 and 4. That's 10. Ve'elu nimshachim lo b'tchila v'sod makifim. At the beginning, he only got the 4 mochim on top of it. It didn't go in. So again, that's already 10 years already. He had read 6 spheres and then another 4 makifim. That's already takes you to 10 years. כל שנכנסו פנימיוס כניסקה שאז הם בלתי לבושים הם אבו מוכים. Again, you have the אבו מוכים which are flowing on top of his head. They're still haven't come into him yet. And then they go into what's called the levushim of tvuna, which are the wrappings, which are the coverings to cover over these morichim, which are hovering above his head. As nichnosim ispashim tov pinimius deza, then they slowly gravitate inside of za. But as enum rak shlosha morichim. Why three? There were four on top of his head. Why did we become three? Shachasadim gurut nitlavishu biyesod bina shukeli echad. As they're going into the levushim, the two chasadim gurut are going into the middle calf, which is in the yesod of tvuna, or yesod of bina, as you want to call it. That's one keli. So the chasadim gurut, they melt into one keli, they become one. That's three. So we had 10, and then four. So we had 6 and 4, that's 10 years, and plus another 3, that's 13. V'natze moach echad beza v'nikra das. That's going to be called the das as it's coming in. V'nimtza shem vak, which is the 6 years. Alba makifim, which is another 4 years it took to get the makifim. And shlosha bochim penimim, what?
Yes.
Sorry?
Months, what years?
Years, talking about years, yeah. Yud gimel shana.
Yeah, v'nimtza shem vak.
Vak is 6 years.
From the beginning, okay, yeah.
Right, 6 years, and the Abba Mochim, which is another 4 years, and Shlosha Mochim, when they finally come inside, Mochim Pinim is Hari Akol, Yud Gimel Vehaven. That kicks up to Yud Gimel.
Or did the Gadol start at 9?
Shimon Sosan asked this question.
What do you mean?
It's a steal. Alright, Shimon Sosan asked this question. It's not only here we find a steal, the emissaries, but we find steals all over Yitzchak. Sometimes he tells us 6 years.
Yeah.
That's good, you have. All right, good. Sometimes it's 6 years, sometimes it's 9 years. He says he's not sure. But there is a Divrei Sholom, which is the Nechid of the Shemesh, who Ein Sham, Hitake, goes at length in Etzchaim, Shar Yud Aleph. Perkvav, there he's Marich at length to be Mazbe, Had, Yumiyash, of all these money together. It seems to be Meshani, his Lashonus over here. Benenachanami. Okay, good. So that was the next time we meet. It's Perigimodibor. Okay.